everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk chronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on BXFM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Right, it's just coming up to nearly 12:30, and I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Small from the Rock Choir. He is the choir leader. We're going to be playing one of the tracks a little bit later on, just after the interview, in fact. So thank you very much for coming in. We've had a nice little chat off air.
We have. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're very young, by the way. I was expecting an older man.
Well, thank you very much. I'm 27.
Well, it's getting on a bit.
But I think I look younger than
you. Look younger.
Good,
you do.
Good answer.
I was expecting somebody, because when you say well choir done. Leader, expecting somebody very grey.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Not yet.
Not as young, as youthful as me.
No.
I can't even grow a beard.
Well, you do look very young.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about the Rock Choir. Tell us how long the Rock Choir has been going and how you got involved.
Well, Rock Choir has been going for, it's in its 10th year, actually, this year. It started 10 years ago in a town in Surrey called Farnham.
Yep.
And a lady called Caroline Redmond-Lusher, who's a very good friend of mine now, and the director of Rock Choir, she used to run, she was a sixth form college music teacher, basically, and every Wednesday after school she used to run a choir session for the students, because you know, they were kind of finding their feet musically and stuff like that. And the long story short is that she basically was like, I wish I could just do this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the, you know, teaching's really tough, and as a lot of people know, it's pretty tricky. So so anyway, she decided, you know what, I'd just love to do this all the time. And so her husband and her dad were just like, do it then.
Mm.
So they put some flyers out and advertised locally, and I think she put about 40 chairs out and was, you know, terrified if anyone's actually going to show up, and about 70 people came.
Yep.
And that was the start of it all. And in that time, you know, Caroline used to run choirs on her own. Then she decided to take on another choir leader. Her name was Sam, and she's another very good friend of mine. She actually spent a lot of time teaching me and training me how to do the job. And then the team has just grown and grown and grown and grown. And as it's grown, it's picked up different bits of attention from people, I suppose. Yeah. And they ended up a few years ago landing a record deal with Universal Records. It was mm-hmm. Decca Records, I think, which is part of Universal.
Yep.
And the album went out, and then loads of people just started joining, and then ITV picked up on it, and they put out this documentary a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Called The Choir That Rocks, and then it just picked up even more, and that was when I actually came on board. It was 2011 is when I set up rock choirs in the county locally.
Yep.
In Brentwood and Chelmsford and Wickford and Leigh-on-Sea and stuff like that, and since then it just keeps going from strength to strength. You know, and I think it's a lot to do with obviously we rehearsed 30 weeks a year. It's kind of in 10-week terms.
Yeah.
Alongside the schools, like the school term times and stuff. And we just sing really upbeat, pop, gospel, Motown, with the occasional pretty soft number in there. We don't do too many of those, because otherwise we'd be there crying every week. But sometimes we had the odd number in, and it's because obviously you've got a lot of people in it, and when everyone sings together, there's something really special about when people sing together. So so it's nice to have a softer one every now and then.
I do like Oh Happy Day. That's one of my, for a gospel song, that's one of my favourites. Did you do that one?
Yes, we did, actually. Funny you say that, because that is the first song I ever taught in the county. The very first one I taught them, actually. So a lot of them who are listening this afternoon, they'll be going, they still know it, actually. And I've been running choirs, it's my fourth year of running choirs in the county, and a lot of my members, I teach just short of about 400 people every week.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people have been coming since day one, and they will and still do remember Oh Happy Day, and they want to chuck it in every now and then. But I find that as I learn new songs to teach them, it kind of pushes the old stuff out of my brain.
Do people get to vote on what they want to have a go at, or do you get suggestions, or do you just kind of listen and think, or you listen to a song, it could be any song you like, and you sort of think, oh, I'll do an arrangement. So do you actually put all the arrangements together as in sort of note it? Because how does it work? Do you have people doing all the harmonies, or and do people need to read music if they wanted to join?
Well, no one has to read any music. There's no audition either to come along. The formula of teaching is the simple way of explaining it is that I will sing you your part, and then you guys sing it back to me as a section. So no one has to sing on their own. You know, it's pretty safe. You know, you feel like you know you've got that safety blanket there. In terms of arranging, Caroline, who originally set up Rock Choir, obviously she got a bit too busy. So she handed over her choirs to a gentleman called Tom, and Tom now runs her choirs for her, which means she can just focus on and looking after us choir leaders, basically. So she does all the arranging and the song choices, and yes, members make suggestions all the time. Sometimes they come up with gems that really work, because obviously it depends a lot on the song. You know, some songs wouldn't be appropriate, some songs wouldn't work in that sort of format. You know, there has to be a lot going on musically for it to work and stuff. So members can make suggestions that's great. In fact sometimes they encourage it, but other suggestions that you get sometimes, I'm sure there was a guy in the documentary actually who was quite persistent on having a Cliff Richard number.
Well, I don't mind Cliff Richard.
I love Cliff Richard as a 27-year-old.
Yeah.
I've got all of his albums. I haven't.
I was just sitting here going, really? Really?
No, I'm lying. She is responsible for choosing the songs and stuff. And, yeah, so they don't have to... They'll send us the arrangement. So we're the ones that have to be... clued up on them, basically, which is why it's more difficult for me to remember songs sometimes, because, you know, I've got to, when I'm teaching, obviously I've got my score in front of me, but when I teach in Brentwood, for example, I've got 115 members in that choir, so it's quite a large choir, and it's tricky to keep everyone's attention, to keep the learning strong and the education there, as well as keeping it good fun, because obviously you don't want to come in with 100 people and bore them to tears every week. They have to have a good time, so, and a lot of the time that's at my expense.
But, sounds quite cruel, really.
It's fine they've got a wicked sense of humour, all of my choirs. It's great. So it's the balance of the education. I mean, they will only take on professional musicians to actually deliver these sessions, you know, and I've been a self-employed musician since I come out of university. I've been one of the lucky ones. So it's just a balance of keeping the education really strong and the training really strong, because professional training is what they get, and obviously they get opportunities. Wembley Arena, Wembley Stadium, the O2 Arena, the One Show, Alan Titchmarsh Show.
I was
going
to say that, because it was a flash mob, and you were mentioning it, and I was watching it actually last week, Chris Evans.
Yes, Friday.
Were you one of the people there?
Yes, I was one of the people there.
Oh,
yeah, we was
right.
One of the lucky ones. We had about 3 days' notice or something like that. Wasn't a long time. I think Chris Evans said on his radio show in a passing comment that he'd never seen a flash mob before. So then suddenly we just gave the one show producer a call and was like, let's do it. And he went, okay. So we suddenly had to pull people out of thin air and get them there. I mean, Friday was quite a long day. It was about a 4 a.m. start for everyone who was involved, and then we got into central London for about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rehearsal, you know, running it all and stuff like that, because it can be tricky. And of course, when you actually run it, things can change. Chris could have just turned around and gone, you know, go away, mate. You know, as you approach him, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
But wasn't there somebody else in the car behind? There was another famous person I read as well.
Oh, yeah.
Was it
Jeff? I can't remember his name.
From the guy who's doing Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
And Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey was there as well, yeah. Yeah, he was literally minutes apart. Yeah. We just missed him. So that would have been
an
interesting experience. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But that's because Rockwire is so big. There's about 16,000 members across the country. And it's ever growing all the time. And because we've got that resource, we do get these opportunities. We're very fortunate. Of course, that's not really what Rock Choir is about. Rock Choir is more about actually coming together as a community and going out and doing these community things, and they are more excited about coming to the Brentwood Light Up events and things like that.
What
they
time
really
are you on? Because we've got Brentwood Lighting Up. We're cracking on about it for weeks and weeks. We are running both the stages. You are on the main stage. What time are you on Saturday?
I think it's about 3 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
But I can't remember because it's
on my
notes.
Make sure you wrap up. It's really cold.
Yeah, no, they always do. They always do. That's get really cold. But I've got different performances across the county, obviously different choirs and locations and stuff.
Yep.
So we've got about sort of 5 or 6 performances. The two that you might be interested in is because Billericay is quite close by as well, isn't it? So we're doing the Billericay Christmas Market, and we're also doing the Brentwood Light Up and the other town light ups and stuff. So they really look forward to that stuff. It's just an added bonus that they get the more high profile stuff, and that's when the professional training that they get kind of comes into its own, because you can't really go on to television, radio, you know, to millions of people, and it looks shabby. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I
was going to say, when you're actually on stage, do you actually do all the clapping and moving side to side? And you do the song first, and then you do the choreography afterwards.
Absolutely,
is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes it depends on the song. Choreography is a strong word. you know, there's not any backflips,
well, it's
moonwalking,
swaying, isn't it? Swaying in the right
side. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Go left to right, left to right.
Absolutely. So it's not really choreography, but it just does add that little bit more to the performance. And again, we train people to a professional standard, and that is what professionalism is. It is when you go out and perform. Performance is much more than just standing there and singing a song, isn't it? It's everything about the performance. It's before and during and after.
Yeah.
How you enter the stage, how you leave the stage. It's the whole thing. While you are on display, you are performing.
Yeah.
So it's all about these different areas of performing, really. And some movement is required. Of course, it just adds that little bit more. And we kind of have an ongoing joke, actually, with the choirs, because we've got quite a few lads with us.
Yep.
And obviously, a lot of the lads are more like... do we have to? Do you know what I mean? It's a bit more like that. In fact, some of the ladies are as well.
Yeah.
And there was a performance we did last summer where it was on a really steep grass slope, and it had been raining, and I was worried. I was worried one of them was going to fall over or someone's going to hurt themselves.
Yep.
So I said to them last minute, it was a huge choir. I had 200 people in the choir. It was massive, and I just had to say probably 200 times, "We're not doing any routines. We're just going to stand and sing."
Yeah.
And then suddenly, as they were performing, they actually couldn't stand still.
Yeah.
They went to move. It just becomes a part of the enjoyment, I suppose. And we have a really good laugh, and it does look really smart. And obviously, even the ones who enjoy the routines a bit less, they look back at that footage, and it does look really sick.
I thought you were going to say they suddenly, like, disappear down the hill.
No.
Where's half my choir?
No, well, that's what I was worried about. I was worried that they were going to go over.
Here and singing in the distance. Now, if you want to check out the Rock Choir, it's at the Rock Choir, if you want to check them out, on Twitter, and also all the W's, rockchoir.com. What would be your top five tunes?
That's a really tricky question.
And I just threw that one in as well, sorry.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so my favourite, my top five, let's use Rock Choir songs, actually. So one of my favourite, probably the favourite, is Living on a Prayer.
Yep.
We've got a choir version of Living on a Prayer. That is my favourite because, as my members will know, I was lucky enough to sing that last year when we performed at the O2 Arena.
Yep.
When was that? Wasn't last year? Brains going to pieces. And we performed that also on Radio 1 Live Lounge. That is epic. Yeah. And the harmonies are mega. And everyone really enjoys that one. So that is our favourite.
Yep.
Second, a close second, is Walking on Broken Glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's Annie Lennox. That is just wicked as well. That is amazing. So that's really good because the choir, their harmony, it's like a five-part harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when I started teaching them, Oh Happy Day is in two-part harmony, so it's very, very simple. And as they've come along in their fourth year, now we're throwing trickier songs at them, and that you'll hear that later. That's very, very good.
Yep.
Someone Like You is another favourite. Again, one of our pretty, slow, pretty ones. Really, really, really beautiful. So that's a pleasure to do that one. And there's no routine to that one.
Yeah.
So another reason to enjoy that one. How Deep Is Your Love?
I love that song.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. That one, with my choirs, I just love... simplicity, I suppose.
Yeah.
So when I'm sometimes with the choirs, I like to just accompany them at the piano and nothing else. Because sometimes it's nice and lively.
Yeah.
You know, with Walking on Broken Glass, it's very rocky and upbeat and blah, blah, blah. But with How Deep Is Your Love, I can just sit there at the piano and accompany them through, and it's just... it's amazing. Yeah, for me anyway, because of course I'm at the front.
Yeah.
So if you're in the choir, sometimes if you're on the front row, you can hear different bits. If you're at the back row, you can't really hear that much because there's not much sound coming overhead.
Yeah.
Where I stand at the middle when I'm leading them, I get everything.
Yeah.
And that is the best seat in the house by a million miles. So so I like How Deep Is Your Love because I could just accompany them at the piano, and it's beautiful. And my fifth one, I suppose, would have to be the new one that we've done this term called Viva La Vida.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, last year on the One Show at Christmas, we were invited to go and perform at the One Show. It was their last ever show at the old,
yep,
at the old
BBC
place before they moved.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and we performed that there, and that is really... really good as well.
Mm.
Really, really nice. Nice to move away from, you know, we've got some really epic songs in there, I suppose. But Cold, to cover a Coldplay song, I suppose, is the first time we would have moved in that sort of direction. And they're geniuses, so that's great news for me.
Yeah.
And they really enjoy this one, and the harmonies are great, and it's just really upbeat. And we actually will perform that one at the Light Up event.
Excellent. So, right, well, we're coming up to nearly 12:45. We're going to play. This is, as you mentioned, one of your top tracks, Walking on Broken Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times is this recorded? Just live, straight the way through, obviously, because you've got so many people. How many times did you have to go through to record it?
Oh, Walking on Broken Glass, that was recorded. So this is recorded on the album. Mm-hmm. when they had the record deal.
Yep.
So it's a few years old, this one. Number of takes wise, it always takes a couple to get it right.
It's people warming up, isn't it? Really,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what you need to do as well, which is when you is trickier when you record in large groups,
yep,
of people, is that you to. One thing that's really special about large groups is to capture the emotion. Do you know what I mean? The energy that you can't fake that. For it to sound exciting, you know, there's a difference between, you know, like vocalizing something and actually singing it. You know, the difference is obviously the singing has got the emotional welly, coming into it. So to capture that excitement is quite tough. So it took a couple of times, but it sounds wicked, and I really hope that you enjoy it.
I will. I've had a little listen before. Thank you very much to Andrew Small, the Rock Choir. If you want to find out more, if you'd like to join, all the W's rockchoir.com. You'll be starting again from obviously next year is when you'll take on new people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we work in three terms a year. Along the school term timetable. A lot of my members sort of say to me, or a lot of new people that walk in the door, they'll say to me, I can't sing. Or you might be listening to this now and you go, oh, I'd like to do that, but I can't sing, or something like that. My response would be, I don't believe you. So if you can talk, then you can sing. So, you know, you just come down and have a laugh with us. It's really good fun. We rehearse in Brentwood, Chelmsford, Wickford, Leon C, and you book a free taster session at the website. It doesn't cost anything. You just come down, try it out, and see how you get on. And if you enjoy it, then people stay. And if they don't enjoy it, people don't.
And also, if you're getting married as well, and you're going to be in a church and you're getting married, you think, oh, what can I have for the hymns? What can I have for this? What a fantastic thing. Spend a little bit of money, hire out maybe 10 or 20 of the guys.
Yeah.
You come along and do things like weddings, your corporate dues, anything like that, because it's great to have live music. But I think for a wedding, it would just be to have you guys singing Oh Happy Days, or for funerals as well, because people are having music at funerals as well now. Do you know
I
that?
Suppose so. I haven't taken any members, but I know loads of people that,
because they're doing celebration of life rather than people going down a morbid road. People are doing celebrations now. To have live music makes a huge amount of difference. It really does. So again, if you would like to book the choir, don't forget getting in contact, allthewsrockchoir.com.
Excellent.
Might not be able to afford 400 of them, but you can probably get quite a few.
Or 16,000 of them.
Yeah. That'd fill up a church. Right, here you go. This is the Rock Choir. This is their version of Walking on Broken Glass. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Now, don't forget, you can hear more of the guys at Brentwood Lighting Up at about 3 o'clock this Saturday. Want to find out more? All the W's, rockwire.com, and you can follow them on the Rockwire, which is on Twitter as well. That was Walking on Broken Glass. Amazing. That's fantastic. At 12:51, you're listening to Michelle Ward with Phoenix FM. Here's some ads.
Phoenix FM.
Join me, Joe Box, every weekday morning for the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show in association with Northwood, the proper property people. It's packed full of really...